I have John Fadham in the studio with me. It's our great pleasure that he's had time to come in and chat with us. John, welcome to WDIY.
Thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Okay, really pleased you could come in today. We've got you in today in particular because you are performing at Music Fest later today at 6 p.m. this evening on the Lyriksplatz stage, right?
That's right.
Okay, and you'll be performing solo, right?
That's correct, yeah. It's at the Frank Banco Cinemas in the Steelstacks building.
Okay, great. John, you've been really busy this week, as I just alluded to. You have a number of different projects. Even at Music Fest this week, you already performed with your band Post Junction, right?
That's correct, yeah. It was a fun gig.
All right. You've been going with that band for a long time, right?
I sure have.
You played for us at a DIY party, I remember well. Must be almost 10 years ago.
Could have been.
And the band's gone through a few changes, but what's your current lineup there?
The current lineup, we have my wife, Terry Fadham, does vocals and ukulele, and Peter Fritz on bass and Vernon Mobley on the drums.
Okay, good to hear Peter Fritz back playing. He's not been performing for a little while, right?
Well, he's been in Hawaii, but he came back.
Okay, all right, good to hear he's with you. All right, so you have that band. Tonight, you're solo. You have some other gigs happening this week as well, right?
I do, yeah. Thursday night, I'm going to be playing at Pearly Baker's in Easton with a duo with myself on guitar and John Kimmock on drums. So it's the John Fadham, John Kimmock duo.
And John was originally your drummer in Post Junction, right?
That's right, yeah. He's been very busy lately touring with Mike Gordon, the bass player from Phish, and with his father, Steve Kimmock. But I'm very lucky to be able to have him around for a couple of days so that we can play together.
Is this new, the duo with him?
This is our first time doing a duo gig together. Yes, it is.
Wow, okay. I remember John, many of the duos with Trevor Extra. Trevor the cellist.
Of course, they were fantastic.
Yeah, they were phenomenal. So nice to have him in a duo setting with you again.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Pearly Baker's, you said, right?
That's right. That's Thursday night.
Okay. And your main gig, it started making sense, your main gig?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, I tour all the time with Start Making Sense, which is a Talking Heads tribute band. We're all based around the Bethlehem area, but we tour all over the country pretty much year round.
Wow. How did you get into that in the first place? I mean, obviously, you must be a big fan of Talking Heads.
Yeah, I always have been. And the singer, John Braun, and myself had played together in a bunch of different projects. And we did an evening in Bethlehem at a place called the Funhouse, which, of course, anybody around here knows the Funhouse because it's legendary.
Right.
And Tina, the owner, suggested we had done an evening there where we played The Who and Led Zeppelin. And Tina, I guess, had heard us play a few Talking Heads songs before, and she suggested that we do an evening of all Talking Heads music, which we did, and basically that went over really well. And so we decided to keep doing that, and then we got, a booking agent, and things just went and fell into place. And now that band tours all the time, which is great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how well it's taken off, and I see all the gigs you're doing all over the place. And actually, talking of gigs with that band, I see later this month on the 19th of August you're playing up in Jim Thorpe at the Marchant Opera House.
That's right, which is a beautiful venue. I love playing at the Opera House.
Right, yeah. And then in September you're going to be part at the Zollner Arts Center right here in Bethlehem on the big stage and up at Zollner.
That's right, we're going to be doing the entire film, which is Stop Making Sense, we're going to be doing the whole movie front to back with all the songs and all the arrangements. We're really looking forward to it because Zollner is a beautiful hall, and Lehigh University is such a big part of this area. So we're really looking forward to doing that gig. It's going to be fun.
Okay, so you're basically doing a live soundtrack to the movie, right?
Well, we're going to play the whole movie and perform the whole movie, basically, yeah.
All right, and that's happening on the 17th of September, and I know you've got tours happening all up the East Coast as well later that month, Rhode Island, Vermont, Massachusetts, all over the place. I did want to ask you, have you had any feedback from David Byrne or any of the Talking Heads or their management?
Yeah, we have actually, and it's all been very positive, especially on the Talking Heads official Facebook page. They recommended us, which was a big deal, And I believe that Chris and Tina have both been exposed to our work. I think the best endorsement we got was from Bernie Worrell,
mm-hmm.
who played keyboards with them and was a friend of mine. And I had been doing a bunch of shows with him with Post Junction and Bernie Worrell, and I sat in with P-Funk a bunch of times and stuff. And so when we started doing the Talking Heads, we played him recordings of the group, and he gave us his approval and said that it sounded great. And then he later came and sat in with the band, which was a big honor.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good cue. Why don't you play something live for us, John? You're going to be solo tonight, so give us a little taste of the type of things you'll be doing this evening at 6 p.m. down at the Lyric Platz.
Cool. All right. This first song that I'm going to play is by Bill Withers, and it's called Use Me. Will my friends feel it's their appointed duty? They keep trying to tell me how, yeah. All you wanna do is use me. But my answer, yeah, to all that use me stuff, is that I wanna spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, just keep on using me till you use me up.
Wow, beautiful. John Fadem doing Bill Withers' Use Me. What beautiful guitar work there, John. The beautiful, melodic, jazzy, tasteful, really, really, really nice guitar work. And of course, and that choice of song really suits you well, and the beautiful treatment of it. Wow, thank you. I understand, just looking at your guitar there, I understand you've picked up a few instrumental endorsements recently.
I sure have, and I'm very, very proud to endorse Paul Reed Smith Guitars, which is an amazing company out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they handmade these beautiful guitars, and I'm just a huge fan, and they've been an amazing company and incredibly warm and helpful to me. I also have an endorsement with Mesa Boogie Amplifiers, which I think are the best amplifiers there are, and Dean Markley Strings, which I've been using for many years, and they're very, very dependable.
Great. It must make you feel good to get the recognition from the providers, from the suppliers that they want your endorsement.
It is. It's a big honor. It's a big honor, and I'm very proud to endorse all three of those companies. They're the best, in my opinion, that there is. So happy to do it.
Well, your guitar sounded absolutely beautiful with that combination there. And I wish the listeners could see the guitar as well. It's a beautifully crafted instrument.
Thanks. Yeah, this is actually, it's a P22 model Paul Reed Smith, which is, it's an electric, but it also has a piezo acoustic pickup. So what you're hearing, even though it sounds like an acoustic guitar, it actually looks and plays like an electric guitar. But to the ear, you know, you might not know that it wasn't an acoustic, which is one of the amazing things about the instrument. And then you can have an electric signal and an acoustic signal at the same time, and you can blend them and pick what you want. Which
beautiful.
Is great.
So, I mean, it looks like a solid body electric, but it's actually a hollow body, is it?
It actually is a solid body. They have the technology now that they managed to put the Bags piezo system inside of a solid body guitar, which is new technology, basically.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. Well, it certainly sounded good. You'll play something else in a few minutes, but let's give you a chance to get your breath back a bit, at least while you talk to me for a little bit more. So we talked about your solo projects. We talked about the duo you've got going with John Kimmock. We talked about Start Making Sense. We talked about Post Junction. You do a Hall & Oates tribute as well. That's with a different band as well, right?
It is. Actually, the band is made up of all the members of Start Making Sense, the Talking Heads tribute band, plus Doug Hawk, who is a keyboard player and singer, and he sings a lot of the lead vocals in HMFO, which is the Hall & Oates tribute band.
Okay, I love his voice. Really, really nice, really individual voice Doug has, I think.
Doug's great, yeah. Doug and I are actually also working together in a Jerry Garcia Grateful Dead tribute band, which is called Keystone, Jerry Garcia tribute, and we're going to be playing this Saturday at Music Fest at the Levitt Pavilion, 7 o'clock to 8:30. It's a free all-ages show this Saturday night, and Doug Hawk sings and plays keys. I play guitar. Dan Evans, who plays with Lou Franco and Sarah Ayers, plays bass. And then John Kimmock is on drums. It's a really, really outstanding band. I'm really happy with it.
Wow. So this week at Music Fest, or during the course of this week, five different bands different lots of material.
That's
and
right.
You've got to remember all the different material.
It's okay. I love all the material, so it's easy to remember.
It sort of boggles my mind that you can jump from one gig to another like that with very different sets of material, and some totally your own, other as cover bands, and not cross wires.
It keeps it interesting. Which is,
all right, we're going to go out in a we'll go out of the interview with some from that band. But in the meantime, actually, let's go into another piece right now. Let's do your next piece. What do you have lined up?
So this is a song that is by Genesis when they had Peter Gabriel, and it's called "Back in New York City" from the album "Lamb Lies Down on Broadway."
Yeah, thank you. Again, another fine choice that really seemed to suit you well, that piece there. And yeah, fine vocals. And again, loved your guitar work there.
Thank you so much.
All right. So what did I want to talk to you about? Tell us just a little bit about your background. I know you were brought up in New Jersey, right?
That's right. Yeah. From Hazlitt, New Jersey. I was born in Red Bank, New Jersey.
And then you went to college in Oberlin.
I went to college in Ohio at Oberlin College and Conservatory.
Yep. So you studied music, I assume.
Actually, I studied neuroscience, and I also studied music. I took courses in the college and in the conservatory.
Wow, that must have been a pretty hectic workload.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you've been a working musician ever since.
Yeah. Well, I went to medical school for a while. Decided to leave to do music full time. Did that for a while, actually, then went back to graduate school, did a graduate program in neuroscience here at Lehigh University. That's actually what brought me to this area.
Ah, okay.
Was doing, going to grad school there because they gave me a really nice offer. And I was doing that for a few years, but then I started getting more and more involved in the Lehigh Valley music scene, which naturally actually drew me away from the academic stuff and back into music. And fortunately, you know, the music scene here is very rich, and I was able to, between teaching and playing live, you know, make a fine living, which is great. So I'm very happy with that.
So you never actually finished your neuroscience graduate work, right?
I did not, no, unfortunately. But I'm much happier now, and that really is the most important thing.
Right. How did your parents react at the time?
Well, you can imagine, yeah.
I can imagine. We've invested all this money in your education.
Pretty much. But, you know, any parent, they just want their children to be happy. And they see now that I'm much happier doing music than I was. And, you know, right now I have an amazing wife named Terry, who I would not have met if I was not playing live in the Lehigh Valley, and we just had a son 2 months ago named Miles.
Hey, and congratulations.
The greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life, and none of those great things would have happened if I was not playing music around here, so I'm very grateful.
Glad you made that choice, right? You also teach as well. That's part of your professional life, right?
That's right, yeah.
Teach privately or in a store?
Right now, it's actually just private lessons.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody's interested in Do you audition people before you teach, or no. People can contact you?
Sure, yeah.
What's your contact?
They can check out, I have a website, which is johnfadum.com.
Okay.
And that'll take you to my Reverb Nation page, and then they can email me through that.
Okay, excellent, John. Let's go out listening to something from the Keystone Band, the Jerry Garcia tribute album. And you have a track. We'll listen to it's a medley of what? Eleanor Rigby, After Midnight, and Eleanor Rigby.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did Jerry Garcia, did he cover Eleanor Rigby?
That is actually the whole arrangement of going from After Midnight into Eleanor Rigby and back to After Midnight was something that the Jerry Garcia Band did in 1980. They did it a bunch of times live. He did After Midnight a lot, but the thing with the Eleanor Rigby was something really special that his band did in 1980. So when putting that together with the Keystone Band, we all listened to those recordings and based our arrangement on that.
Okay. It's a long piece of 30 minutes, and we're going to fade in about 5 minutes or so into the piece. John, thank you so much for being with us. Real pleasure having you in the studio, having you play live in the studio and talking with you. And good luck with all of the gigs this week, and tonight's gig in particular, at Lloyd Platt's at 6 p.m. today. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill.